Allah, كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the closest amongst you in the day of judgment to me will be those of the best manners, those of the best ethical standards. When another hadith, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كاد حسن الخلق أن يوصل الرجل إلى مكانة الأنبياء. The meaning of the hadith, which means good ethics, the good manners, the good behaviors, was about to take, to uplift the person up to the level of prophets and messengers. It did not, but it was about to, which means like a metaphor, having good manners, good ethics, good behavior will put you in one of the highest standards in Islam. This should be connected with the amazing ayah, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضُّهُمْ غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It's just by the mercy of Allah, you became lenient, soft, gentle with them. Had you been, قال, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Had you been tough, harsh, hard-hearted, they would have been left you. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Prophet Muhammad, the best of the creation. You know, in our faith, Prophet Muhammad is the best in the, of the creation. He's best than the malaika. He's best than everything else. So the best of the best of the creation is told by the Creator that the best followers for a prophet, i.e. the Sahaba, would have left you if you were not dealing with them in a nice, soft, gentle, high, moral, ethical way. Allah did not tell him, for example, if you had not been, for example, having a good knowledge, they would have left you. If you were not so powerful in your physical muscles, they would have left you. If you don't have a big number of ashira or qabila or tribe, they would have left you. No. Allah did not focus on any physical matters, not even the knowledge, not even the ilm. They say, فَضَّاً غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you have heart, tough, difficult heart, they would have left you, which means it's the method, the way. So many people, we Muslims, because alhamdulillah, we believe that we have the haq, which is true. Sometimes, because we would love to convey the haq, we forget that the method is not less than the haq itself to be approached in a nice way. Because sometimes, ya Sheikh, this is hadith in Nabi, they must know it. I know they must know it, but in a nice way. But they have to know, I know, but in the best manner. Because Prophet Muhammad says, and I conclude, I repeat what I started with, hadith, the two prophetic beautiful hadith, قال أقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحسنكم خلقا. The closest amongst you, those who have the best manners and morals, not the best of knowledge, not those who, for example, prayed much more or whatever. أحسنكم خلقا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us to be from those of who have really حسن الخلق, the best ethics and morals. اللهم آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.